Hello, everybody. This is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me, I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slab. So come on down to our showroom for our tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
When you go out to a nice restaurant and sit down to order a meal, do you automatically look to make sure there's a salt shaker on the table? This is Doris Lance with Healthy Habits. High intake of table salt is bad for older adults due to side effects which can cause fluid retention, increase heart rate, stroke, kidney disease, and cognitive impairment. The recommended limit is 1 teaspoon daily. Our bodies need a little bit of salt to survive, but the amount we eat is far more than what is required. Keep listening to learn more healthy habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, educator, who reminds you, don't let age change you, change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, May 12th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Fatal traffic collision on Nacimiento Lake Drive Sunday evening. Atascadero City Council holding sewer rate increase hearing. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 80s. It's 56 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. CHP has released a statement with information regarding a fatal traffic collision on Nacimiento Lake Drive west of Fraser Road. CHP says the incident took place just before 7:19 p.m. on Sunday, May 10th. 44-year-old Joseph Mitchell Pate of Paso Robles was driving a 2015 Chevrolet Camaro westbound on Nacimiento Lake Drive at an unknown speed. For unknown reasons, the Camaro traveled off the north roadway edge of Nacimiento Lake Drive, and the driver turned left, overcorrecting and colliding with a tree south of the roadway. The driver and the front right passenger, 41-year-old Mac Garcia of Paso Robles, sustained major injuries. A man who was seated in the rear of the Camaro succumbed to his injuries and died at the scene. His identity is not being released at this time, pending notification of next of kin. Mr. Pate was placed under arrest for suspicion of driving under the influence. The crash is pending further investigation. The San Luis Obispo County IWMA is seeking volunteers for its Recycling Ambassadors program. Volunteers will staff sorting stations at events and will help event attendees sort their waste properly, directly contributing to a greener, slow county. Volunteers will attend various events countywide from April 1st through June 30th, 2026. Any interested volunteers seeking to interact with their community, make a positive impact on their local environment, or to fulfill volunteer hours can visit Slo County IWMA's website. Atascadero City Council holding sewer rate increase hearing. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:11.
Blaze & Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blaze & Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazeandbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:12. The Atascadero City Council's next meeting is tonight, starting at 6. Tonight, City Council will hold a Prop 218 majority protest hearing for its projected increase to wastewater rates. The city reviewed wastewater rate increases in March and administered a Prop 218 process, sending out the proposed rate increase to all property owners connected to the city's municipal sanitary sewer system. The increases amount to about $10 an increase for single-family monthly rates. If the city does not receive a majority protest vote against the increases, then the council can approve the proposition, effective on or after July 1st. The rate increase is due to rising energy and maintenance costs, and they need to upgrade and or replace the wastewater facilities and infrastructure. The city will also hold a public hearing to increase its service fees by about 3.21% in order to maintain cost recovery. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. Tickets are still available for Honor Flight Central Coast California's Poor Fest fundraiser. Honor Flight offers trips to Washington, D.C. for veterans to see the memorials built in their honor. The upcoming fundraiser helps raise the money needed for these trips. Here's Bear McKill, chairperson of the Honor Flight Central Coast California, on the event.
This event is going to be an awesome event out there at the Warbirds on June 6th at 5 o'clock. I would really encourage everyone to go on our website, get a ticket, come on out. You know, you're supporting our veterans who supported us. That's why we're here, because of the men and women who chose to serve our country, chose to sacrifice their life for us so we could have events like this. And this is just one way for us to give back to the men and women who were willing to do that, a free trip back to Washington, D.C., to honor the men and women who gave the ultimate sacrifice and for them to see the memorials that were built in their honor.
Tickets are on sale through May 15th and can be purchased at honorflightccc.org/poorfest. The evening will also feature a live and silent auction as well as a catered dinner. Two community outreach events for this week have been scheduled for the Class 1 multi-use North River Road Trail. It is a key piece of the City of Paso Robles' long-term Grand Loop vision, a planned network of connected trails, sidewalks, bike facilities, and recreational corridors to create safer and more accessible active transportation routes throughout Paso Robles. The project for North River Road is currently in the design phase, intended to improve access along North River Road's corridor in Paso Robles. The first outreach event will be this morning from 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 outside City Hall near the downtown Farmers Market. The second outreach event will be tomorrow from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Cuesta College North County Campus Library. Community members unable to attend either event are also encouraged to fill out an online survey found on the city's website. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Giants beat the Dodgers 9-3, the Guardians over the Angels 7-2, the Orioles beat the Yankees 3-2. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Giants, the Athletics will go against the Cardinals, the Padres will face the Brewers, the Angels will go against the Guardians, the Yankees will face the Orioles. In the NBA playoffs, the Thunder beat the Lakers 115-110, sweeping their semifinal series 4-0. In California news, Aline Wang, the mayor of Arcadia in Southern California, has resigned and pled guilty to acting as an illegal agent for the Chinese government. She was charged in April, accused of doing the bidding of Chinese officials, such as sharing articles favorable to Beijing. The felony comes with a maximum sentence of 10 years in federal prison. Cole Thomas Allen, the California man accused of storming the White House Correspondents' Dinner while armed, pleaded not guilty on Monday to charges that allege he attempted to assassinate President Donald Trump. In addition, his attorneys have requested the disqualification of two Justice Department officials from direct involvement in the prosecution because they were in attendance at the event, thus making them victims or witnesses in the case. The Huntington Beach Police Department cracked down on unlawful e-bike activity on Friday, resulting in dozens of citations. This comes after Orange County has drawn attention to a rise in e-bike-related crashes with young riders. State Attorney General Rob Bonta has released a consumer alert, saying that pedal-assisted bikes, e-bikes can't go faster than 28 miles per hour, and throttle-assisted e-bikes have a limit of 20 miles per hour. Local News was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:17.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Today is part two of our series on wheat in aquaculture. U.S. Wheat Associates says the South American salmon market is just the beginning. Director of Communications with U.S. Wheat, Julia DeBest, says the organization is now working to grow its footprint in fish farming markets around the world.
South America is kind of our pioneer market that we're working with on these, but there are other aquaculture markets in other parts of the world. So Southeast Asia obviously has a lot of aquaculture production, some opportunities there, obviously very competitive on the supplies that they can get. But aquaculture is a growing industry around the world. And so as we kind of get this foothold and this really good technical understanding of what varieties of we really best perform for this market, we'll be able to apply that to other markets in other parts of the world.
For American wheat farmers, DeBest says international market expansion like this means long-term opportunity for growers.
Where are the places where we can find new areas of growth and new areas of demand on behalf of U.S. wheat farmers? And how do we position U.S. wheat farmers and showcase all of the great aspects of the reliability, the quality, the value of the U.S. wheat supply system?
Julia DeBess with U.S. Wheat Associates.
The Northern Pulse Growers Association is proud to sponsor the Growing Pulse Crops podcast, your go-to resource for practical pulse production insights. Each episode features farmers, researchers, or industry experts sharing real-world tips to help you boost yields, manage pests and disease, and get the most from your pulse crops. Whether you grow peas, lentils, or chickpeas, you'll find information you can put to work on your farm right away. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or visit growingpulsecrops.com.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Durringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all trusts are not created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain alienable rights, that among these are powers to defer, avoid, or shift taxation, to shelter assets from creditors, that to secure these rights, trusts are created by me. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Durringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105, or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
KPRL News continues at 7:21. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Durringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. San Joaquin Valley farmers are increasingly fallowing land as California's Sustainable Groundwater Management Act curtails pumping. Under SGMA, which is implemented by local agencies, groundwater basins have until 2040 or 2042 to achieve sustainability. But since 2020 or 2022, depending on local conditions, groundwater agencies have been required to prevent undesirable results, such as land subsidence and household wells running dry. Groundwater agencies covering much of the San Joaquin Valley adopted pumping limits or allocations within the past few years as the state began cracking down on sub-basins with inadequate plans. "We are truly in the difficult part of SGMA," said Stacy Ann Silva, principal at Altum Aqualogic, a Fresno-based water consulting firm that monitors more than 90 groundwater agencies across the state. "As allocations continue to ramp down, landowners are going to have to make harder decisions." Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Durringer of Protective Law Corporation, estate planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the low 80s, west-southwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the upper 40s, southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow with highs in the upper 70s, west-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Thursday, Friday, and into the weekend. Mostly sunny on Monday, sunny on Tuesday next week. Low 80s Thursday, mid 80s on Friday, upper 80s on Saturday, mid 80s on Sunday and Monday, 82 a week from today. Currently it is 55 degrees and fair in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:24.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks lost ground at the open. Investors are looking at apparent stalled negotiations to end the Iran conflict and the latest reading on inflation. The consumer price index for April rose 3.8% on an annual basis, up 2.8% excluding food and energy core CPI. Those readings came in hotter than expected, reflecting higher energy costs because of the Iran conflict. However, Dow Jones says the readings remained within historical forecasts for the past decade. eBay's board has rejected the unsolicited offer from smaller GameStop to buy the business for multiple reasons, including questions about financing. Hims & Hers Health, the telemedicine company, lost money in the recent quarter. It had costs related to expanding internationally and technology. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola. Invested in you.
You're probably listening to this in your car, so let me ask you. Would you drive without insurance? Of course not. So why is your retirement portfolio unprotected? Gold is portfolio insurance. It helps de-risk your savings when markets get unpredictable. Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of Americans do exactly that, with no high-pressure sales and thousands of five-star reviews. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Blake's Two Value Hardware Center has plumbing, electrical, paint, and tools for every reason and every season. There's no better place to shop for do-it-yourself projects than Blake's. They're your one-stop store for a full line of hand and power tools and accessories, plumbing and electrical repair parts and supplies, padlocks and door locks. And now is the time to tackle caulking and weather stripping for energy conservation. Blake's has all the supplies you need. Blake's has insulation tubes and wrap and electric protection cable. You may also need a tarp or two during the rainy season. You'll find several sizes at Blake's. And don't forget incredibly strong Gorilla Glue 100% proof and Gorilla Tape. Enjoy barbecue all year round with a digital-controlled, heavy-duty wood pellet grill from Blake's. Both grills, the Pit Boss and the Louisiana Grill, are always priced right at Blake's. For all you hobbyists, Blake's Hardware now carries a full line of radio-controlled planes, cars, and boats. Blake's Two Value Hardware Center, 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles, open 7 days a week.
The season of winning is still blooming at Tachi Palace with Pedals and Payouts. Every Thursday in May, play slots and table games for your chance at cash. From 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., four winners every hour can win up to $5,000. And mark your calendar. On May 21st and 28th at 8 p.m., one lucky winner will drive away with an Airstream. The cash keeps blooming, so don't miss your shot. It's Pedals and Payouts, only at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Here comes the sun.
The Central Coast sun is back. Is your style ready for it? Right now at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, protect your eyes and save big. Take 25% off select sunglasses and 30% off selected men's and women's frames. Whether you need a fresh look, polarized protection, or a new prescription, we've been serving our neighbors for 47 years with high-quality eyewear that fits your life. Please note that discounts do not apply to MSRP lines, so some premium or new collections may be excluded. Visit Michael's Optical and explore the wide selection of frames and find the perfect pair that suits your style and vision needs. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. Look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
Hey, this is Linda from Steve Schmidt Topsoil. We've been your family-owned and operated neighborhood landscape materials yard for over 40 years, and we invite you to come let us help you with your do-it-yourself landscape projects. Our friendly staff is ready to assist you with design ideas to create the yard of your dreams. Come see us at Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101 on Ramada in Paso Robles.
Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech, brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, 5025 El Camino Real, Atascadero. Remember, they are your Honda power equipment dealer. 238-5775, which you can text that, 238-KPRL. Ready?
It's a strange, strange world we live in.
KPRL.
Coming up this afternoon, Protecting What Matters, Barry will have on first in the 12:30 part, Ryan Rundle, President, Cal Poly College Republican and Turning Point USA, and then Stephen Moses, President, Center for Long-Term Care Reform and Visiting Fellow, Paragon Health, research on aging well and other things. And also, they'll be talking about the fraud here with Medicaid and Medi-Cal and the ramifications for taxpayers and patients. So, that's all this afternoon here on The Right Choice, KPRL. Let's see here. We got a text in, and it is, please release the names of the PRAGA members. These thieves need to be to feel the pressure that we don't want them digging into our pockets. Well, okay, here they are. The Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority is a joint powers authority formed to manage the Paso Robles Groundwater Basin. It's governed by a board of directors representing four main member agencies, the City of Paso Robles, the County of San Luis, the Shandon San Juan Water District, and the Estrella El Pomar Creston Water District. The personnel, the chair, Matt Turrentine, vice chair, John Hammond, directors, Bruce Gibson, Hillary Graves, and we have the alternates are Marshall Miller, Chris Beal, Heather Moreno, and Dana Merrill. That's what's listed here. So thank you for the text. Appreciate it very much. Okay, so let's see. We have now the Chris, when you were in college, did you do much online stuff learning?
I did one quarter of online learning because that's when COVID hit.
Okay. So you had no choice.
Yes.
All right. How did you like it?
It was kind of a very weak way to end things, is the most flattering way I can put it. I mean, the professors had very little time to adapt or prepare themselves for it. It kind of just hit us from one quarter to the next. So I don't blame them that it was kind of a dud, but as the very last quarter that I had that led up to graduation and then afterwards not even getting a ceremony, it just kind of made me go, woo, I'm done. You know?
So no pomp and circumstances.
No.
Well, you were probably disappointed.
Yes, that's
mildly.
Yes.
All right. So I guess the question would be is, because your sample wasn't a good sample, because as you alluded to, that the professors didn't have enough time to prepare because this is a new avenue for them. So do you think you would have liked online learning better?
No, still no. I think that online learning can work better in some classes than others, but I still find it hard to believe that you can beat actually being in a classroom.
Okay. Apparently, obviously, because it started, and there are some colleges around the state of California they continue to do online learning tools, and in many cases, it hasn't worked out very well. One is you have hackers, and then you have people's, you know, you have mentioned this before, cheaters, just in general, which you have anyway, but, and that it was, this is kind of interesting, that the students wanted to have a more, and I don't mean intimate, to communicate with instructors one-on-one. You know, before class, after class, or something like that, they would, you know, some professors would take time, hey, those who want to come see me, you know, if you have some free time on Friday between these, you know, whatever it may be. And that the kids like that. They like that. So that's very good to hear that. And I don't know if the colleges will adjust or if there are some people. Now, again, I realize that you were kind of like the guinea pig of this. Did most of the, you know, your fellow students, did they like it or didn't like it? Or again, because it was so new, they had really nothing to, you know, opinion either way.
I didn't get to talk to them much about it because it was all online. We would all just kind of go to our class, you know, quote unquote class Zoom meeting, attend the lecture, and then just go our separate ways. There's no way of actually seeing each other or really having much discussion after class because none of us shared the same building. Because you know how sometimes after class, kids will just walk up to each other, talk to one another about what they just experienced or what they think of what happened or like ways to study, that kind of stuff. You don't get that with online learning.
So would you, was your online learning in your dorm?
My apartment.
In your apartment?
Yes. You just attended on your own computer through Zoom. That's it.
That stinks. God, that's terrible. Sorry about that. I had nothing to do with it. of course. All right. Let's see. What else do we have there? All right. So we have asked this question, and it came up recently because of AOC and her brilliance on comments last week on the rich people. You know, rich people are, they're these evil things. It's very short. I'm just going to remind you because I came across something this morning on this, on resentment. So Holly gets about, I don't know, 40 seconds.
There's a certain level of wealth and accumulation that is unearned, right? You can't earn $1 billion.
That's right.
You just can't earn that.
That's exactly correct.
You can get market power. You can break rules. You can do all sorts of things. You can abuse labor laws.
Yep.
You can pay people less than what they're worth.
Yep.
But you can't earn that, right?
That's right.
And so you have to create a myth that since you didn't earn that, you have to create a myth of earning it.
The lady that was doing the interview was just wagging her tail and, you know, kissing AOC's butt by saying, "You're right, you're exactly correct." No, she wasn't exactly correct. About 90 to 93% of the people in this country who are wealthy, that's what you consider millionaires or even billionaires, you know what? They didn't inherit it. They ran businesses. Think about that. And while they were doing that, and they used other means within the system to compound the money that they were earning and employing people, they invested. And then you know what else they did by investing? And they invested in a lot of things, including real estate. They took risks. They took risks. And so they started out, I'm not going to say from nothing because they don't break it down that much, but they put in the time and the effort and they became wealthy people. So why do people resent wealthy people? Not all, but we hear and see a lot of it. It's and part of it is this lie that many politicians like AOC are saying, that they're crooks. Because many people in America think that the system is rigged. Now, there are some things we all can question, no doubt about it. But one of the things that they point out to people who become successful, and it has to do with networking. So in other words, maybe you join some local clubs, Lions, Rotary, or something like that. You start to meet people. And next thing you know, you meet other people and so forth. That networking does help. You build up relationships with people. It's building valuable connections affords you opportunities. So with some of these people who just resent, I'm just wondering, you know, my favorite term is, are just people that would screw up Christmas morning because people don't want to be around them because they're just negative all the time. So the anger is fueled by a feeling of inequality. And they think that the system, you know, it's injustice and that the system is inherently unfair. Well, the people that became rich, as I said, 92%+, they used the system. They were able to figure it out. And this seems to be what's going on within our educational system as well. So the perception is out there, and we've been building on it. And more people now than ever are more likely to dislike the rich as a generic group. Why? Because they drive a nicer car and live in a nicer house? I tell you what you do. You drive through these neighborhoods, and maybe you can dream. You look at those homes and say, man, how did they get there? Man, wouldn't it be nice? Or maybe you don't care about that. But if you're going to be resentful against people, and thank goodness we have people who are wealthy because they create jobs and businesses for us, and you know what else they do? They give money back, not just through taxes. I know I just heard somebody say, oh, not enough taxes. Well, you do the research on it. But they give a lot of money to charities, and many of them don't do it loudly. Many of them do it very privately. And they help out communities where they live. I'm not saying every single one. We know some jerks that are rich. We know some jerk people that are poor that are jerks, too. I mean, that's just human nature. A lot of these people that resent, they try to compare themselves with the others. Well, you know what? You know what they say, you know, be what you can be or what, you know, whatever that saying is. Don't worry about that. Worry about yourself and your family members. It's not that difficult. And just stop being crybabies about it. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. So when I mention people like AOC and others, and we have Mondami in New York City, and we see a trend where it's pretty much open face now that people that are being elected to office and running for office, you could call them a lot of things, downright socialists, you can call them Marxists, you can call them communists, et cetera, et cetera. So I was thinking about this driving in this morning. Is it possible? Now, we're talking maybe not so long term in the history of civilization, but in the history of our country, let's just say 20 years from now, because look where we have gone politically just in the last 10 years, where we have a major political group that think it's okay for men to compete in girls' sports and to be able to use their bathrooms. Many of these people are and have been elected and will continue to be elected. So, is it possible that over the course of a period of time, that many American cities, probably mostly major ones, can be controlled by people who, you know, again, I'm just throwing out the word here, controlled by communists? Now, one thing you have to remember, because the first thing I thought of, well, does the Constitution or would the Constitution allow that? Well, according to my buddy, Al, the United States Constitution does not explicitly ban communism. However, its structure, protecting private property, limiting government power, and ensuring a republic, is fundamentally to the principles. So while communist parties can legally participate in elections, implementing a communist system would technically require amending the Constitution to dismantle its existing institutions. Well, what has been happening in our judicial system? What has been happening just with some things we see locally, where the people, the officials, are not, according to many of us, myself included, are not following along with the laws? We've seen some of the fiascos on the Board of Supervisors. We've seen some of this nonsense with the city of Paso Robles. I mean, their own law firm said they did something illegally. Nothing happened, did it? So think about that long term here in the United States of America, and particularly in California. My goodness, closer and closer and closer. All right, we're going to head this way.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. CHP has released a statement with information regarding a fatal traffic collision on Nacimiento Lake Drive west of Fraser Road. 44-year-old Joseph Mitchell Pate of Paso Robles crashed his Chevy Camaro into a tree, resulting in major injuries for him and 41-year-old Matt Garcia. A man in the rear seat succumbed to his injuries and died at the scene. CHP is not releasing his identity pending notification of next of kin. Two community outreach events have been scheduled for the multi-use North River Road Rail Trail in Paso Robles. This will be the first one in the morning at 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. outside of City Hall, near the downtown Farmers Market. The second will be tomorrow from 5 to 8 p.m. at Cuesta College North County Campus Library. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 80s. It's 57 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. Friends in trade. President Trump about to fly off for China diplomacy with a host of executives from Elon Musk to Apple.
China's looking at this as a two-way street, this boardroom diplomacy that the president is bringing with him along for this ride. And, you know, there are some in this handpicked delegation who are looking to do business with China, Boeing being an example for that.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. China has an interest in getting Iran to open this Strait of Hormuz to get its oil through. After President Trump called Iran's latest response to the U.S. peace proposal a piece of garbage. The price of oil rising again up to $101 a barrel. And consumer price inflation hit 3.8%, the highest since May 23. War Secretary Pete Hegseth on the hot seat in House and Senate hearings over the $1.5 trillion Pentagon budget and the cost of the war so far, $25 billion. America's listening to Fox News.
Well, Rich London, it's spring. If I need a mattress, why should I spring into the mattress specialist?
If you look around, you're going to see mattresses everywhere in this store.
We're talking to Rich London, the mattress specialist.
They are stacked up almost to the ceiling, and I'm not kidding. And they're all on sale right now because I've got too much stock and I need to move it. So come on down quick and save big.
Enjoy the special springtime savings at the mattress specialist at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
Hi, it's Brian Carroll from A1 Glass. Get rewarded when you upgrade to Milgard windows and doors and earn up to $100 back per patio door and up to $40 back per Milgard window. Enjoy better comfort, energy efficiency, a home that looks incredible, and huge savings. Don't wait, the spring sales event ends June 8th. Plus, A1 Glass is your local family-owned, award-winning team, voted best on the Central Coast. A1 Glass, for all your glass needs.
Qualifying Milgrad products only. Rewards issued as electronic gift cards. See A1 Glass for details.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. A mixture of clouds and sunshine. Low 80s. It's nice. Some clouds tonight, but mostly clear. Lows in the upper 40s, and we'll pretty much do the same thing on your Wednesday. Just around 80 with clouds and sunshine as we head out to Thursday. Sunny. Low 80s, mid-80s Friday. Saturday, upper 80s, mid-80s Sunday. Monday, the same. And then a week from today, sunshine, low 80s. Today's UV index will be 9 up and down, 6:01 a.m., 7:59 p.m. We are at 57 degrees, and your weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant. They serve lunch every day, and they've got brunch for you on the weekends, of course, and dinner Wednesday through Sunday. All right, once again, we got to get this in here. Let's see, is there a date? No, there's not an end date on this, but just a reminder, the Paso Robles Pioneer Day Committee is looking for Pioneer Day Bell nominees for 2026, and the following criteria: 17 and 19 years old, living and attending high school in Paso Templeton area, high school senior graduating class of 2027, a family that settled in the Paso Robles area prior to World War II. You can go to pioneerdaybellscourt@gmail.com. All right, so there you go. Also, the city of Atascadero, this is it's in capital letters and dark. Atascadero Summer Aquatics Program, lifeguards are wanted. All right, the training starts in late May and early June, before becoming official lifeguards. Well, you got to pass the test, of course, too. So there is a need here, and also I think there's some needs elsewhere here in the North County, so you might want to check your local areas for lifeguards. I was talking to Brett about that from the Ravine Water Park when he was in a couple of weeks ago, and I know that they're trying to work together and so forth, but this is a need so the community can enjoy the swimming pools here. So for Atascadero, go to the recreation at atascadero.org and find out. And hopefully we can get those pools up and running and having plenty of lifeguards, everybody safe and having fun. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant in the River Oaks community. Great meals at outstanding prices. All righty, it's 8 minutes. My goodness, 8 minutes away from 8 o'clock.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries are brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. That event is coming up. Then what is that event? Well, you take your valuables to sell. That's it. It's that easy. 19th through the 21st of this month. Go to BellaJewel.com for more info. Let's see here. Our local celebrities on Tuesday: Michaela Nicholas Harrod, Samantha Bonds, Beverly Lutz, William Cocking, Tyler Rapp, Stacey Frayne, Aaron Mastretta, Janet Gill, Cal Myers, and we have this Michaela. Oh, there's another one. Michaela Reese, rather. Wade and Christina Hatch, and John and Donna Haskins. Happy birthday, happy anniversary to each and all. On my right-hand side, you have heard of Florence Nightingale. I love that line in the, what's that, Meet the Parents, or no, Meet the Fockers, when they're in the pool playing volleyball. Anyway, Florence was born in 1820. She died in 1910. Let's see. Oh, man, this lady was good. Katharine Hepburn, 1907-2003. Howard K. Smith, the TV anchorman, 1914-2002. Here we go. Country singer and one of the great guitar players, Joe Mapus, 1921, along with his wife. He passed away in 1986. I have changed my mind on this because I used to say Johnny Bench was the greatest catcher. Yogi Berra was the greatest catcher in baseball history. 1925-2015. We lost this gentleman a couple of years ago, Burt Bacharach. 1928-2023. One of the brothers, Felipe Alou, 1935. Johnny Busick, Hall of Fame hockey player, played primarily with the Bruins, 1935. Tom Schneider, 1936-2007. One of the best comedians of all time. First host on Saturday Night Live, that would be Mr. George Carlin. George was born in 1937. He died in 2008. Also, we have on the list Ted Kubiak, played with the A's and other teams. Got a couple of World Series rings with those A's. Ted was born in 1942. He's an infielder. I Can Help. Remember that song? Sounds like you're going roller skating. Country singer Billy Swan. He was born in 1942. Linda Dano, One Life to Live, 1943. From Gary Lewis and the Playboys, David Walker, 1943. Oh, yeah, I'm your puppet. James Purify, James and Bobby Purify, the group, 1944. Let's see here. Also, Steve Winwood, Blind Faith, and a couple of others. He was born in 1948. Pat Darcy, he wasn't a bad pitcher with the Reds. In the mid-70s there during the Red Machine, and although the overrated team of the 70s. Ever figure that out? They won one World Series in the 70s. The A's won three in a row and five divisions in a row, and the Reds are considered the team of the decade. It just doesn't make sense. But I am biased. All right, Kix Brooks of Brooks and Dunn, 1955. From Kiss, Eric Singer, 1958. He was is a drummer. From the Cult, Billy Duffy. 1961, Emilio Estevez, he's a pretty good actor, 1962. Tony Hawk, pro skateboard, and he does other things. He's on a lot of commercials. He was born in 1968. I get a kick out of him. The guy's pretty amazing. Jim Furyk, the golf guy, he was born in 1970. Let me back up. Kim Fields from The Facts of Life was born in 1969. Onward we go here with who else? Oh, this guy, he may end up in the Hall of Fame someday. Receiver Steve Smith. Steve was born in 1979. He's really good, really good. All right, passing away on this day, a very important gentleman, Roy J. Plunkett. What did he do? Well, he was the inventor of Teflon. That's very important. He was born in 1994. Mr. C. Perry Como, he died in 2001. Robert Reed from the Brady Bunch died in 1992. Also passing away, Dick Collins, American cartoonist, the original artiste for Buck Rogers. He died in 1962. And let's see, that is it. All right, going to the top of the list today. Many of you know that I read a lot about baseball history. I've read so many books over the years and so forth, and it's interesting to go back and forth. And you come across things, and in some cases, it may be hard to compare some decades. However, baseball may be the easiest sport to do that. He finished in the most valuable, in the top five of most valuable player award voting. More than anybody in the history of baseball, and that tells you the value of a player. Not only that, Casey Stengel. Would just, where's my guy? I can't win my guy without my game, without him today. He was referring to Yogi Berra. And Yogi Berra was amazing. And he became very, very good defensively. And he was a clutch hitter. He hit .285 lifetime, had over 2,000 hits, over 350 home runs, over 1,400 RBIs. And he was a winner. He won 10 world championships with the New York Yankees. That's more than anybody in baseball history. And the pitchers loved throwing to him because he was a very smart, instinctive baseball person. And he did win the MVP three times, although he was battling his buddy Mickey Mantle, who also won it three times. But Yogi finished in the top five many, many times, as I said, more than anybody else in the history of baseball. Yogi goes to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The County IWMA is seeking volunteers for its Recycling Ambassadors program. Volunteers staff sorting stations at events in the county from April 1st through June 30th. Interested volunteers can visit Slo County IWMA's website to sign up.
The Atascadero City Council's next meeting is tonight, starting at 6. Tonight, the council will hold a hearing for wastewater rate increases. If a majority of property owners have submitted protests to the increase, it cannot take effect. You can attend in person or listen right here on KPRL. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 80s. It's 59 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Megastorage, marsmegastorage.com.
He served in the United States Navy during World War II. He was a part of the D-Day invasion as a gunner. Purple Heart, Distinguished Unit Citation, World War II Victory Medal, and some other honors as well. Yogi Berra, Lawrence Berra to the top. This hour brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.